USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Trump signed a temporary government-wide funding bill that staves off the risk of a government shutdown through November 21st. The measure buys additional time for lawmakers to continue to work to unclog a $1.4 trillion bundle of yearly spending bills that is hung up amid fights over Trump's border wall and abortion. Those measures face a variety of obstacles, and it's not clear when Congress will pass them. The bill passed by the Senate at an 82-15 vote. Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg said she doesn't understand why grown-ups and world leaders would mock children and teens for acting on science, responding to attacks on her campaign as students conducted a second wave of global protests demanding action on climate change. When asked about U.S. President Donald Trump and others who have mocked her, the 16-year-old activists say they likely feel their worldview and interests are being threatened by climate activism. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska, but then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another massive pro-democracy rally in downtown Hong Kong ended early after violence broke out, with police firing tear gas and water cannons after protesters threw bricks and Molotov cocktails at many government buildings. The violence was a familiar scene that's been repeated since protests for democratic reform started in early June in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. It also came 3 days before a major march is planned on the day that China celebrates its 70th anniversary of the Communist Party taking power, sparking fears of bloody clashes that could embarrass Beijing. Organizers said over 300,000 people attended the rally. Overshadowed by larger concerns this year, the war in Syria got attention at the UN as challenges posed by conflicts, poverty, inequality, and climate emergencies continue to dominate world leaders' speeches. The UN is hoping that the recent creation of a committee that would draft a new Syrian constitution will put the country back on track for a political solution. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
By the time drug enforcement agents swooped in to the small medical office in Martinsville, Virginia in 2017, Dr. Joel Smithers had prescribed over 500,000 doses of highly addictive opioids in 2 years. Patients from five states drove hundreds of miles to see him. In the past 2 decades, opioids have killed over 400,000 Americans, ripped families apart, and left communities struggling with the ballooning cost of social services like law enforcement, foster care, and drug rehab. Smithers is facing the possibility of life in prison after being convicted of more than 800 counts of illegally prescribing drugs, including the oxycodone and oxymorphone that caused the death of a West Virginia woman. The best he can hope for is a mandatory minimum of 20 years in prison. Authorities say that instead of running a legitimate medical practice, Smithers headed an interstate drug distribution ring that contributed to the opioid abuse epidemic in West Virginia, Kentucky, Ohio, Tennessee, and Virginia. A U.S. judge blocked a new Trump administration rule that would enable the government to keep immigrant children in detention facilities with their parents indefinitely. U.S. District Court Judge Dolly G. in Los Angeles said the rules conflict with a 1997 settlement agreement that requires the government to release immigrant children caught on the border as quickly as possible to relatives in the U.S. and say they can only be held in facilities licensed by a state. G. said the Flores Agreement will remain in place and govern the conditions for all immigrant children in U.S. custody, including those with their parents. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.